Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, friends, and welcome to Sleep Tight Stories. Thank you to Cameron for helping with this story. Pip is a rabbit who enjoys staying close to his mother, where no one can bother him. He is smaller than some of his friends, and that sometimes causes problems. Pip's mother encourages him to go out and play with his friends, and so he goes. But the same thing that always happens, happens again. After this, Pip decides to go and get some carrots for his mom, and then something totally new happens. Pip eats a purple carrot. It was early morning in the magical meadow, nestled deep in the heart of the forest. The sun was just beginning to peek over the horizon, casting its warmth all over those who lived there. The trees stretched awake, the grass shed its dew, and the flowers started to open and say hello. As these first rays of light shone through the trees, the animals who lived there also began to stir. First, a family of rabbits hopped out of their burrow, their long ears perking up as they listened to the sounds of the forest. Next, a family of deer appeared, their spotted coats shimmering in the early morning light. A pair of squirrels chased each other around a tree, their bushy tails flicking back and forth. A group of birds took flight, swooping and diving through the air, teasing the other animals. A family of raccoons peeked out from behind a tree, their masked faces watching the activity of the other families. And a group of butterflies fluttered by, their delicate wings shimmering in the sunlight. As the meadow came to life, the young animals began to play. The most exuberant of all the animals was a kit of young rabbits, the children of all the rabbit families. They tumbled and played in the grass, rolling over and over as they chased each other around the meadow. All except for one, whose name was Pip. He sat at the edge of the meadow near his mother, watching all the others play. He seemed a little sad. "Pip, why don't you play with the other rabbits? I love having you around me this morning, but you really should go with your friends. It's a beautiful morning and a great time to play," Pip's mother said. "I'm too small, Mom. The kids always give me a hard time because of my size. And then, when they let me play, I always lose the chasing games because I can't run as fast," Pip said. "You don't always have to win, Pip. It's a fun game. And I'm sure there are games you can all play that you are good at, too." "Why do I have to be the smallest, Mom? It's not fair." "I don't know why you are growing slower than the others, Pip. You will grow larger soon enough. Just be happy with who you are right now and stop comparing yourself to your friends. Everyone is different. Bouncy's mother tells me that the kids all think you are very smart and kind. That is what matters. Now, I want you to go off, play with your friends, and try to have some fun. Okay, Mom, I will try. Pip wasn't entirely convinced that it was a good idea, but he hopped off to the side of the meadow where all the other rabbits were now playing. Hi, guys, Pip said when he finally arrived. Can I play too? Of course, Pip, Bouncy said. Are you sure you can keep up, little guy? Another rabbit called. You are still the size of a baby, Dash said, laughing. Yeah, won't your little legs get too tired? Another rabbit who called himself Blitz said in a whiny voice. Stop being so mean and let Pip play in peace, Bouncy said. I'm sorry, Pip. Those other rabbits are being a little rude and seem to have forgotten that it was only a short while ago when they were your size. We all want you to play with us. You are the nicest rabbit in the kit. Thank you, Bouncy, Pip said. Okay, let's play tag, one of the faster rabbits yelled. Who wants to be it? Pip does, Blitz said with a laugh. Okay, Pip, you close your eyes and count to 10. When you are finished counting, yell, here I come, ready or not. Then you try to come and find us. But when you find us, you also have to tag us, or you lose, Dash said. And the rest of us have to make sure we only hide here in the meadow. No going off into the woods. So Pip closed his eyes and started counting, while all the little rabbits went and found a hiding place. When he reached the number 10, he yelled, "Ready or not, here I come." Now Pip might be small, but he was really good at finding things. So when he hopped around the meadow, he found the other rabbits more easily than any of the others would have. Unfortunately, when he tried to tag them, they were all too fast, and he couldn't catch them. So he lost the game again. I'm sorry, Pip, Bouncy said. That wasn't a fair game for you. I think we can play something else that you are good at. That's okay, Pip said. I think I am going to take a break and gather some carrots for my mother. Pip walked away from the other rabbits towards the patch of carrots on the other side of the meadow. He was sad. As he was walking, he could hear the voices of the other rabbits calling him to come back and play something else. But he didn't listen and just kept walking. Finally arriving on the other side of the meadow, Pip saw the green leaves of the carrots poking out of the ground like little green fingers waving in the breeze. Though no other rabbits were there, it was still a busy place, buzzing with all sorts of creatures. Bees buzzed from flower to flower, pollinating the nearby plants. Ladybugs crawled along the leaves, gobbling up any pests that dared to nibble on the carrots. And in the soil, earthworms wriggled and squirmed, helping to keep the soil healthy and rich. As Pip was about to pull some carrots for his mother, he noticed leaves in the distance that looked slightly different. Hopping over, he saw that while the leaves were a different color of green, the carrots themselves, sticking out of the ground, were all purple. I've heard of purple carrots before, Pip said to himself, but I've never actually seen or tasted them. They almost sparkle in the sky. I must try a bite of one. So Pip took a bite of a purple carrot, and it tasted so different and so sweet. So we took another bite, and another, until the whole carrot was gone. Feeling very full, Pip thought, "Before I take some carrots back to my mom, I think I will have a short nap." So Pip found a safe place to lie down and fell fast asleep. A short time later, when Pip woke up, he felt refreshed. "Wow," he said to himself, "that was the best nap I have ever had. I feel stronger than ever." But then Pip couldn't believe his eyes when he looked around the meadow. Everything looked so tiny now. The blades of grass that used to tower over him were now at his feet. The flowers he used to nibble on were now as big as he was. The trees in the distance looked like tiny sticks, and the birds flying overhead looked like little bugs. The carrots that he would have had to carry one by one to his mother, he could now carry by the bunch. Pip had somehow miraculously grown. He was a giant rabbit. He had to show someone his new larger size, so he ran as fast as he could toward his family's burrow, making loud thumping noises along the way. Before he got to the burrow, he met his friends again, who were playing a game amongst the flowers. "Hi, guys," Pip bellowed. "Can I play too?" Pip towered over all the other rabbits, and they were all a little nervous. "Pip, what happened to you?" Bouncy exclaimed. "You have grown so much that you are now a giant." "Yeah, I ate some purple carrots, and then while I had a nap, I magically grew to this size." "Those purple carrots must have had some strong magic," Bouncy said. "Do you guys want to play tag again?" Pip asked, looking at the other young rabbits who had been playing, but had stopped to look at how Pip had changed. Blitz, looking a little scared, said, I think I might need to go and have a nap. I'm feeling a little tired." Looking up at Pip, Dasher said, "I think I am tired too and might also have a nap." Then all the other rabbits said pretty much the same thing and slowly walked away. All except Bouncy, who had always been one of Pip's best friends. "I don't understand, Bouncy. The other rabbits used to always tease me about being smaller than them, and now that I am bigger, no one wants to play with me." "Oh, Pip, they always liked to tease you a little bit, just like they tease each other. They teased me, too, until I told them I didn't like it. I told them you didn't like it either, and they promised to stop. Just because you were smaller, that doesn't mean we couldn't play different games. But now you are so big, everyone is a little bit scared of you. Just be yourself, and I'm sure they will come around. When you let your personality shine through, I'm sure they will see the old Pip inside the new giant-sized Pip. It might just take a bit of time." Pip sighed. Okay. I guess I thought that if I had changed how I looked, I might be able to play with you guys more. What you look like or your size doesn't matter to me, Pip. It's what you are like inside that counts. Just don't step on me with your supersized paws, okay?" Bouncy said with a laugh. "I promise I won't step on you with my paws," Pip said, smiling. "I think I need to go have another nap. All this growth has made me sleepy much faster than usual." "Have a good nap," Bouncy said as they hopped their separate ways. Pip lay down near his family burrow because he was too big to fit inside now and fell fast asleep. "Pip, wake up. Wake up, little rabbit," his mother said. You fell asleep after carrying all the carrots from the carrot patch home. You must have been exhausted if you didn't even make it into the burrow. Pip looked up at his mother. Huh? I shouldn't be able to stare up at my mom unless she grew to be a giant too. Looking around, Pip saw that the grass, flowers, and trees all looked as they were before. I'm not a giant anymore, Mom, Pip said to his mother, who was busy preparing the carrots for the end of the day meal. Looking a bit puzzled, his mother said, You will always be a giant to me, little rabbit. You are the smartest and kindest rabbit in the whole meadow. Now, why don't you go off and play with your friends? Bouncy, Blitz, and Dash were just here looking for you, but I didn't want to wake you. I think they wanted to play some new games with you. Feeling a little confused, Pip stood up, stretched his paws, and bounced off as fast as his little legs would carry him to play with his friends in the meadow. And that's the end of our story. Good night. Sleep tight.